Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada County Public Records now accessible via NETR online platform. NETR online provides Nevada Public Records search capabilities, including property tax and assessor information for Nevada County. Nevada real estate professionals can streamline due diligence by accessing property records, tax data, and assessments through a single online portal. Bookmark this resource for quick reference during property research and client transactions in Nevada County. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Clark County launches public search page for NV real estate records. Clark County has launched a public search page at docweb.co.clark.nv.us for accessing property and public records. NV real estate professionals can now quickly verify ownership, liens, and recorded documents directly through the county's official portal. Bookmark atpweb.co.clark.nv.us for fast access to Clark County public records during transactions and due diligence. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada Public Records Online Directory, a new resource for NV real estate pros. The Nevada Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records across the state. Real estate professionals in NV can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and research title information more efficiently. Bookmark atp.publicrecords.netronline.com/state/NV for quick access to county-level public records during transactions. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Average Nevada Real Estate Commission Rates. What NV Pros Should Know. HomeLight breaks down the average commission rate Nevada sellers pay realtors and offers tips to help homeowners retain more proceeds. Understanding typical commission structures in NV helps local agents price their services competitively and communicate value to seller clients. Review the full commission breakdown to benchmark your NV practice at the source URL below. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Las Vegas commission rate holds at 5.71%, 2026 survey data for NV agents. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.71% is the average real estate commission rate in Nevada. With guidance on how Las Vegas commissions work and ways clients can save on realtor fees. Understanding the current commission landscape helps NV agents benchmark their pricing, communicate value to clients, and stay competitive in the Las Vegas market. Review the full breakdown and savings strategies at http://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-nevada/Las-Vegas. Nevada Real Estate Updates, Pershing County NV, see source. Learn more at http://pershingcountynv.gov/government/assessor-property-records-info.php. Nevada Real Estate Updates, Douglas County Assessor Online Services streamline NV property research. Douglas County offers digital access to property and tax services, including parcel maps, assessments, business declarations, exemptions, and address changes. NV real estate professionals can efficiently verify property details, assessment values, and tax status for Douglas County transactions without office visits. Bookmark the assessor's portal for quick reference during due diligence. https://www.douglascountynv.gov/government/assessor/assessors-online-services. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NV jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NV cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.